This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. We gonna review Black Widow for you. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Welcome to this. Is it the 24th or the 25th?
Shit, really? I don't know, man. That's a lot.
It's a lot of MCU films. And this is the next one. The latest one.
The next one.
In Phase 4. Because I can't see it here on Wikipedia.
Is it Phase 4, though? Is this really sort of Phase 2?
Yeah, this is the first film in Phase 4. That I can guarantee you. It's directed by Australian Kate Shortland. Obviously produced by Kevin Feige, and the screenplay is by Eric Pearson with a story by Jack Schaefer and Ned Benson. It's based on, of course, the Marvel Comics character and stars Scarlett Johansson, Florence Pugh, David Harbour, QT Fenbeni, Olga Kurienko, William Hurt, Ray Winston, and Rachel Weisz.
Right.
It is 134 minutes long. The budget, like last week's review for Tomorrow War, $200 million.
200, eh?
Thus far, as of the Sunday, where it's not taking into account probably Saturday night numbers in the US, it's taken $62 million around the world. Wayne, What is this bad girl about?
Oh, nice one. Natasha Romanoff, a.k.a. Black Widow. Of course, this is a flashback to before she bought the farm in Avengers Infinity War Endgame. Right? She confronts the darker parts of her ledger when the dangerous conspiracy with ties to her past arises. She gets pursued by some nasty-ass bad guys that will stop at nothing to bring her down. So she has to deal with her history as a spy and the broken relationships left in her wake long before she became an Avenger. And that means going back to people that she thought were her family and they grew up with and shit like that. That's the movie.
That is indeed.
Perfect.
All right, let's have a look what the critical response has been so far. Rotten Tomatoes holds an approval rating of 80% based on 312 reviews with an average rating of 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10, huh?
Metacritic has it as a weighted average score of 68 out of 100 based on 51 critics. So once again, Metacritic, not that much low, I guess. Average rating 7 out of 10, 68 according to them. Mm. Where will we fall? Let's find out, Wayne. What did you think of Black Widow?
Okay, so very generally speaking, looks great. I thought it looked great. Okay. I did get one of my cousins, Ash. He said underwhelming. He actually posted on that. So I actually walked in with, that helps me a bit.
My brother on the same wavelength said, don't go on expecting too much.
Yeah. Okay. So that helps because you're walking good. All right. Just so you know, no one's really impressed you. So just chill. Right. I think that apart from the fact that this show is suffering from that thing that all prequels suffer from, is that we know Natasha won't die.
Yep.
So there's it's hard to build tensions. You got to do it in different ways.
The stakes are pretty low in this movie. Yes. Yeah.
So how do you combat that? You build tension externally. You essentially use spectacle because it's an action movie. And I think on that front, the movie does quite well. I think it looked great. I think the action scenes, the fight scenes, particularly the one like the in the trailer with the sister and her, very good.
Really?
Very good. I
thought it veered too much into shaky cam at times.
Really? Yeah. I think it was what I liked about it. It was just brutal. It was obviously brutal. It wasn't like these, excuse me, everyone, girl fights, which kind of go like, da, 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 all right? And it's like just fast and whippy hair.
What? No.
Yeah, it's whippy hair, okay? Because the thing is, when you're, I've talked about this before, but like women are slight. Women are smaller.
Of course they are.
So the actual.
Generally.
Yeah, when you show a small girl smacking a big, huge, like 7-foot-tall dude and he goes down like a sack of shit, it just doesn't work like that. It doesn't work. I don't care if you're Bruce Lee, yes. It doesn't work like that.
You're the fighter, I am
having,
not.
But here's the thing. You don't have that here because you got two girls basically the same size throwing each other around like a motherfucker. It looks real, I think. Right?
Yeah, I didn't mind that fight scene at all, but I would suggest to you that too often in this film, it gets too close and the camera gets too shaky.
That's cool. That's cool. I reckon, because Paul saw it on the big screen.
I did. I went with my family, with the wife and the daughter. We took our daughter to see it, and she's too young. I mean, it's a low, low M, right? So she's too young, but because she went with us, it was all okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
She was turning away when there was ever any blood on screen, and when a couple of moments where someone's wailing on one of the two main characters, she couldn't watch that either. So maybe 8 years old, a little bit young.
Okay, all right, good to know, good to know.
But that said, it's no worse or better than any other Marvel film, I don't think, in that regard. I don't think it's any harsher.
Not at all. Not at all. There's a little bit of blood.
Yeah,
here
exactly.
And there. Like,
I think this is fine, this movie. I think overall it's exactly that. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's mid to low tier Marvel, and that's the problem. It's solid Marvel.
It is solid Marvel.
But solid Marvel isn't great Marvel. And
because of the rest of Marvel.
Yes, so it suffers by comparison,
totally.
As you've already hinted.
Totally.
The lack of stakes, the lack of anything that really matters here. Now, we've tried to make it more grounded and more of a Captain America type spy, political, geopolitical thriller.
It's even styled like Civil War with the letters coming up with the location, same font.
Yeah, okay. You know, stuff like that. I didn't recognize that.
It's essentially almost a sequel, not quite too.
Well, that's my point. It kind of, it's not as good, right? It's not as good as any of the Captain America films as far as maybe First Avenger, but certainly not as good as Winter Soldier. It's not as good as Civil War.
Yeah, but few things are as good as Winter Soldier. Yeah.
So my point is, it just feels like, it feels like this is too late. This is 10 years too late, this movie. It should have come right after she was introduced in Iron Man 2 and not in a not great way. It should have come at least before we had Endgame, where now things kind of matter and she's still around. And before even Infinity War, I think this film would have been better had it been viewed through that lens. That's my major critique of the film. However, I want to say, I dug this whole, all the four characters, the family dynamic. I thought that was fun.
Oh, that's huge. You've been dieseling it.
Yeah, okay, and this family. I saw someone, I can't take credit for this, I saw someone's review online about Black Widow saying, well, it's official. 2021 is the summer action event extravaganza of family. Because once again, we get this big family between this and Tomorrow War with the Family Links and F9, all films we covered in the last month.
I am surprised a man like yourself, who often berates Steven Spielberg for his very family themes in every single movie, are into this.
Don't get me wrong. I have some critiques, but I have to save them for spoilers.
I see.
Right. But I will say that the byplay between them, and in particular, can I give a huge shout out here to Florence Pugh?
Yeah.
Who I think is the standout in this movie. She is great.
I was worried about her because at the very first time we see her, she's killing that seemingly lovely Asian woman.
In probably the most brutal kill in the film.
Very harsh, right? And then she, you know, wakes her up with the dust or whatever, and then you see her actually, oh my God, you know, like this. And I was like, good, because I was about to not like you forever, right? Like, and then now having seen the
You're mocking me, aren't you?
Having seen the character.
Wayne makes a lot of snap judgments.
Well, I was like, hey, don't be killing people, right? You know, and then it's like, she is likable though. I actually think that the way she plays it, and we'll go into spoilers, but I love this particular note that gets played through the movie. Yeah, I'm sure you know
what
you're
talking about. We won't spoil the joke, but we will say that her cynicism, her weariness about Natasha and about sort of life in general is very oddly refreshing.
It's oddly refreshing and highly relatable because everything you're saying as the audience, she'll go say, and you're like, oh, they're calling it out. Well, now you're on a team. You're in her pocket, you see. So I like that very much. And I think that there's one particular scene that she does where she takes out a guard in an elevator, say. The move is, whoa, it was really either well-filmed, well-executed, both, whatever. I was like, that was fucking sweet. I don't even know what she did, kind of, but it looked sweet. So
yeah, that whole, I don't know what she did.
She whipped,
it's exactly my point, though, about the editing and the direction on the action scenes.
Well,
you kind of left with, okay, well, they took that person down, but I didn't really see how it kind of happened.
Now, Paulie, here's where the difference is, right? You saw it on the big screen where a whip of the camera would be much more like disorienting to you because it was a big screen.
Maybe.
I saw it here and I scrolled it back. What the fuck did she do? Freeze frame. I know. So I think it's, oh my God, it's a case for streaming, everyone. Pretend I said nothing.
Disney Plus delivers, but okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, overall, it's fine. No, it's better than fine. It's decent. It's solid. That's the word I want to come back to again and again. It's a solid entry into the Marvel film franchise. I think David Harbour, fun.
Fine. He's fine.
Was fine. Rachel Weisz, she's in good
nick. I was surprised she was there. I was like, oh, look at that. That's the mummy girl.
So like I said, I like the family kind of back and forth and the way that all plays out. Here's who I don't like in the movie.
Go on.
Ray Winston is terrible.
Yeah, he's...
And all of their accents shift, right?
Do they?
Oh, my God. But Ray Winston shift mid-sentence.
Well, Ray Winston is Ray fucking Winston.
Exactly.
So for him to do this sort of refined sort of like, I have glasses, man. Right?
Well, he's a Russian...
Is he playing Russian?
Yes, of course he is. They're from the
Oh,
the
yeah, his name
block.
Is, what's it, Dracov or whatever. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't buy
that. Glad you pay attention.
Well, no, I was looking at him. I was just going, well, we know he's English as hell. Like, he's the most English guy ever, right? So I think I was just like, okay. Yeah, you're right. That wasn't crazy convincing.
No, and David Harbour's accent slipped a couple of times. Even Florence Pugh did as well. But the worst offender of that, and it's not just because of that, just Ray Winston is like, oh, he's treading on Bond villain territory here, which they make an overt reference to.
Oh, dude, Moonraker is always through the movie. And that movie is actually a lot like this movie in the whole, there was an army, there's like fucking, you know, the falling thing from the sky, all that shit. So, yeah. So,
which is interesting in a way, but it's kind of, for me, it's just because you're calling out how ridiculous it is doesn't give you permission to go ahead and make it that ridiculous. I have no problem with things falling out of the sky and whatever else. But I have big problems with, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, someone being such a ridiculously over-the-top villain who leaves, finish her, and walks away. You know, that kind of shit.
Yeah, there wasn't room for him to be duplicitous or for you to throw in with him as a villain like you might do with Thanos or whatever.
He's one of the worst MCU villains, is what I'm trying to say.
You know, I think there's a theme in this movie, and it's like repetition or duplicitousness, because it's all about, like, there's mirrors, like the she fights like her sister, Taskmaster can mimic anyone else, all this sort of shit. So there's a bit of that going on. It's written sort of not poorly.
No, it's not terrible. Not terribly written at all. What is it, other than the villain? What did you think of Taskmaster then as another villain in the film? Without giving away all the particulars?
Sure, sure. A lot of fanboys are pissed about this because Taskmaster is actually a whole different character in the comics.
Okay.
And has a very deep sort of history. But they've sort of made his... Because his whole thing is that he can mimic anyone's fighting moves. So he can learn it and do it. And now he can fight like them. That's why he has a Captain America shield and so on and so on and so on. So they made that an electronic thing in this movie. Whereas, in fact, the other one is the guy can do it. So I didn't mind it so much, to be honest with you. It's a fine enough character.
Just a bit outside.
My apologies there. Wayne veered so far into spoiler territory.
Sorry, I just...
got up out of my seat. I slapped him. With my cock.
That's right.
And I sat back down and I said, don't ever do that again.
Right. Then I jerked off and started talking again. And here's where we are. Sorry, everyone. Sorry. I forgot what I was going to say, but let's just put it this way. My view on Taskmaster is fine.
I thought was menacing. Particularly in the opening scene that you saw, like, it scared my daughter. And I'm like, there's some stakes in that moment. I'm like, okay, well, this is something new.
I was
on board with that. Where it winds up, maybe not so much. And certainly without getting into spoilers. Little nonplussed by the ending, but still.
Okay, so again, without spoiling, I will tell you that the ending and the excitement of what happens in the big finale action scene is good. I thought it was good, and I'll tell you why.
Because
remember, we're talking with this. This is a human. Natasha is a human.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not the same as watching Thor go to space. You know, so
a point they make during the film.
Right. So the thing that happens is quite, holy shit, now what? What's going to happen? And it is exciting. And I remember sitting and I go, you know what? This is what that came for.
Okay.
It's not memorable. It's not crazy. It's by no means is it anything like the, you know, Winter Soldier or whatever. But it fits the bill, I would say.
Wayne,
so it's fine.
Did you or did you not cream your jeans in the moment where there was someone dropping a knife, catching it?
Oh, the knife drop! Dude! The Arya Stark knife drop happens once. But also the knife flip. She does the same knife flip that motherfucking Winter Soldier does in fucking The Winter Soldier. And it looked for... Right. I was like, ooh,
I think we'll identify why Wayne's score will be higher than mine. All right, let's not spoil anything more or risk it happening again. Let's get into Jack and then after that talk all kinds of shit we couldn't till this point.
You can't handle the truth.
All right, and the truth is that the Romanovs or whatever their name is were spies in America. I'm not quite sure I buy Red Guardian firing a little single lever bolt action gun and knocking cars off the road in the opening action sequence. But sure, it established certain things which I did not know. Now, here's where the big benefit of the film was for me. As not being a comic reader of Black Widow and having any idea about her history.
Sure.
I didn't know they weren't a real family. And so when that revelation came that they weren't a real family, I'm like, oh, damn. That's cool.
On the tarmac?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Apparently that's real. Apparently Russian families in America are very, very real.
Strong together. On the tarmac, was it? If it happened on the tarmac...
Well, that's when they put the kids... They knocked out the kids and David Harbour let them go. You know what I mean?
Like, I missed that point because I was trying to explain to my daughter what was going on. So it wasn't until later in the film when they all came back together again that I realized they're not real families. That was a real revelation
to me. God, that means you've had a false...
Yes.
What we call the... What was it? It's called the... A cummy. Some sort of clothes. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Anyway. Point is...
No, that helped out for you.
It did help the film a bit for me. And maybe had I realized that they weren't his actual daughters and he didn't really care and whatever else, I might not have liked scored the way that I did.
Well, to fill you in, when the way it was handled on the tarmac is that when the girl's like, we're scared, they took mommy away, yada yada, he's like, come here, girls, come here, and he hugs them, and he's like, don't worry, we're going to be fine. And at that stage, the bad guy behind them nods to two guards who just go and put needles in the two kids. And then, boom. So
I saw the men carried away, unconscious, and I'm like, okay.
And he was fine with it. He's like, well, there you go.
But did he say, like, are they not my kids anyway?
There was a little bit of regret when he was leaving, though. You could see on his face that he was like this, and then the bad guy was like, they're going back with everyone else. Okay. So he's like, oh, okay. And that was it. So he's still a piece of shit, like in terms of, But he's a spy piece of shit. But then, funnily enough, later on, when he finally meets them again, he's like, man, there must be so much red in your ledger. I've never been so proud. That was funny.
That was funny.
That was funny. And there's a few funny bits in this. Speaking of which, the best funny bit is when Florence Pugh starts giving a shit about posing, right?
Yeah, and that was the funny
it was handled very well. And she's like, it looks like you're posing. It looks like people are watching you. And then she does it, you know, later on, she tries to do it at the end of the film. She goes, that was disgusting. And I thought, that's funny. If I was in the cinema, I'd laugh like everyone else.
Funnily enough, we were in a gold class cinema and not many people were laughing. I was laughing through the course of this film.
That's because everyone's an idiot. Mm.
So I dug that. I was quite involved and happy with that. Like I said, her attitude, the way that she went back and forth to Yelena.
Yelena. Yes, yeah. Okay, there you go. Do you find that there was a period towards the end of the second act where it was just draggy as fuck?
As much as I did enjoy the back and forth initially with the fan, because now Rachel Weisz's character is back again.
Go on.
But then we're all sitting around and then it drags on and on.
Because then it's just between two characters. This guy singing American Pie to his daughter and then her mom is talking with her and then it's like this.
And then finally the bad guys turn up and...
Yeah.
And I did enjoy the kind of, again, duplicitousness of the way they got through the...
Because then later on you find out they've actually made a plan, but when at the time you're like, holy shit, they knocked her out. What the fuck? So that was actually quite good.
Yep.
That's the thing with this movie. It's good. It's not great.
No, absolutely not.
You know,
and you were saying the end. I did enjoy the big base blowing up. Was it Red Room and falling out of the sky slowly and all that kind of stuff?
But that was all cool.
But Taskmaster was such a lack of impressive entity at that point for me.
Well, it was a weird thing because when Natasha's there and she sees Taskmaster and the whole place is about to go down and the room's breaking up, so she says, I'm going to let you go and I know you want to kill me. Why didn't she just let him go or just open the door a crack some, spray that shit in there, wake a bitch up?
Did she have it though?
Yeah, she had it on her.
Did she?
Yeah.
I thought.
No, she jumped out of it and she had it on her. But
That's poor.
There's a chance, I guess, she might need to get her helmet off first. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. So it's a bit of a tough one, this. But yeah, so that was all right. But the whole falling in midair on a platform and having a fight on a platform as it's plummeting towards Earth.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's exciting, man. Yeah. You know, midair fucking Point Break shit is always like that for me, man. You know, so.
But again, Ray Winston being the weakest part of this film. And, you know, after we've demonstrated the pheromone block and you sever that nerve by smashing your nose in, all that kind of shit. And then he just leaves the Black Widows to kill her, make sure she suffers. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake.
That's very, exactly.
Just turn around and put a bullet in
her. Anyone else would do
that. End of story.
And that's why you might argue that he's such an asshole that he's like, yeah, you women fight for me. I just got to get off this platform. But then he didn't know it was crashing at that stage. So maybe not. You're right. It was all because of, they didn't have time to give you, it was already fucking long. Like, this is kind of a longish movie. Was that 130 minutes?
Yeah, 134.
So what's that? 6:12. Okay, two and a bit hours. 14. Yeah. Yep. Well, like I said, I think because the action sold me enough, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, so, whereas I was kind of involved and interested in that sort of, we've been forced together as a family. We attached. We formed real connections, which informs the later part of the film. That was the most interesting part to me. But we spent too long on it in one extended section.
Yes.
Right. And so
the ground to a halt.
And so the narrative kind of thrills sort of stopped and then had to be picked up again. So I think that was a problem with the film as well.
Well, you know what? Usually what happens is when you get a lull, they'll wake you up out of that lull with a big action scene. And it looked like that was going to happen here because they're talking. All of a sudden, the light
comes up. Boom, bro.
No, it's just boom. They all turned up. And then next shot, they're in it. Oh, shit. So no action yet. I was waiting for action. So now you're getting a bit pissed.
Yep.
So I don't know. I was wondering what your views on the end credits were.
Yeah, so we got one post-credit sequence at the very end of the credits. And so now interestingly enough, neither my wife nor my child had watched Falcon and Winter Soldier, so they didn't know Valentina. Valentina, is that her name?
Valentina something something something. Yeah. It's a really long-ass name.
It's a long-ass name and seemingly has already recruited Yelena to be part of whatever the bad version of the Avengers is going to be.
Yeah.
Obviously, she won't stay there for long, but I imagine that's going to feed into the Hawkeye TV series.
Yes, that's what the idea, I believe. It must be, all right, because they bring him up at the end. So this is the odd thing. I was sitting there looking at it going, so hang on. So this Valentina, I'm just going to call her Elaine from Seinfeld, turns up, gives her this, like, okay, you want a shot at the guy who has responsible for your, you know, so like either she blames Hawkeye for killing Natasha in Infinity War, which is not the case because Natasha let her go. Or she's trying to manipulate
her. Yeah, she's manipulating Elena. Yeah.
Into saying, okay, so then that means that what? We got... Yeah, I suppose then that would make it good for that Florence Pugh to go into Hawkeye and be sort of like a... I don't know,
The initial antagonist who becomes the equal support person protagonist. I don't know. Be interesting to see.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it was fine. You know what I was sitting waiting for? I was waiting for Jeremy Renner to turn up.
Right.
And about the first act, I was like, come on. What if Jennifer Renner turns up? Ooh, ooh. And then they mention him, and I'm like, they mentioned him. There's no way he's turning up now. It has to be a surprise. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, it was. It was okay. I think that's where we're both landing on. I guess we'll see now. Wait, if there's nothing else.
Nope, that's it.
Right. What is your score for Black Widow, and any final thoughts?
I thought long and hard about this, and it did what it came here to do. It's fine. It's just that because I waited for it after COVID, after pushbacks, after this, and it was a long Marvel thing, then this was the movie. This should have been right in between. Like you said, you know, this is sort of like an in-between kind of movie. It wasn't supposed to be the bomb, but it had a lot of pressure. So it's 59.
It's exactly the score I was going to give it, 59. It's not quite a
it's not quite a 60, is it? It's not quite a perfect 3 stars.
Probably could be 58, 57, but given some of the other scores, it was slightly better than those films, particularly during this action month where we haven't seen a lot of great movies, I don't think.
No.
They've all been This is probably the better of them, but only because it's got the pedigree of what's come before it to prop it up.
And a big budget. Yeah. Well, the other one had two.
Well, Tomorrow War had 200 million as well. I'm sure F9 had somewhere in that facility as well, in that vicinity, I should say. I just think that this film should have been 8 to 10 years ago, and it would have been better for that had we established Black Widow as a character then.
I tend to think that if this had come in the mix of all of those Phase 3 or whatever, right?
Phase 2.
Phase 2, in fact. Because
maybe even Phase 1.
It's set in Phase... It's set after...
Set in Phase 2.
It's set after Winter Soldier. Yeah, so it's set in Phase 2. Yeah. But like, if it had come then...
Civil War, actually. Maybe it's... When's the Civil War? I can't remember.
I think...
Maybe
at the start end,
of Phase 3 even. I don't know.
I think it was at the end... Oh, yes, it was. It was after Civil War, because that's when Tony said they're coming for you.
We're on the run.
Yeah, that's right. Which is kind of cool. I mean, because then obviously after this movie, she goes to hang out with Captain America. Then he breaks the others out. So that's the okay. Okay, this is cool.
Yep. All right, there we are. So it's a recommend. If you're a Marvel Cinematic Universe film fan, then go and see this film and enjoy it. If you're not, there's nothing here for you. Nothing that would bring you to the fold.
No, this is the thing that's going to get you into it.
Go back to the start if you're a latecomer and enjoy the whole process.
But I know if you watch the Marvel films and like, you will watch this one. So
yeah,
go
of course.
For it.
Yeah, and I would hope that people are listening to this having watched it already.
Damn right.
All right, well, what did you think of Black Widow? You can let us know via email, thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter @thecountdownpc. You can like and follow the show on Podbean, where we host. Check out ccradio.com.au for the other great shows in the network. Comic Confidential with Rachel and Troy and Amy and Believe.
That's
hosted by Cade. That's it. Really?
That's it.
Right?
Oh, all right.
Facebook listener community, links in the show notes. Check us out. Join up. Get involved in the conversation. Thanks so much for joining us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And there's been not much need for the soundboard because it's been pretty down the line in terms of what we agree upon.
But Paul will insist on using it anyway.
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat fuck.
There you go. As always, worth the wait.
Except with the edit, there wasn't a wait. We will catch you next time.